You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you in the Christmas spirit, Hugh?
Nah.
Come on now.
No, I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the kids, but no. Nah.
No, you. I'm talking about you.
Nah. The elves game, what's that? The elf on the shelf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Harper got, they showed up today. It was two of them.
Oh.
Yeah, they got two of them.
That's double the work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got to.
Yeah.
They got to be where they got to be each night. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here and get everyone's take on the Eagles, the coaching situation, I would ride it out with Petullo rather than give Sirianni the play calling. I saw that movie once, and I don't want to see it again. But before we get there, a couple non-Eagles updates. We've been very, you know, focused on the Eagles the last couple days and really weeks here. But other stuff is going on. Let's start with the Sixers. Is anyone playing tonight? And when was the last time Joel Embiid played? Does anyone remember that?
I think about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to be even more moving forward. So no Embiid tonight. No Paul George tonight. Tyrese Maxey is going to play. No Oubre, Edgecombe, or Bona tonight either. Who is playing for the Philadelphia 76ers tonight? And if you had a guess right now, do we think we're going to see Embiid anytime soon? I don't.
What was it, the over-under, like, the whole month of December?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, knee soreness, it's been a couple weeks. It's going to be a couple more. I mean, we're back to this portion of the schedule.
They're interesting. So we're going to have, what, Jerry McCain out there tonight, Quinn Grimes?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the frustrating part. I didn't expect big things this year. I don't think any of us thought
Dominique Barlow
championship. But, like, there was a little bit of buzz after the first couple games, right? Yeah. Especially Edgecombe's first game. And, unfortunately, it's just this cuts that out. I mean, it cuts any excitement out when there's nobody on the basketball court. I want them to be cautious with things. But why is Paul George not playing? Didn't he just come back?
He did, and they made a big deal about it.
Well, so I mean, I guess some people did. I didn't. But I'd at least rather see him on the court than not on the court if he's around. So the Sixers tonight are barely fielding a team. As far as the Phillies, hot stove is heating up. We told you earlier the Red Sox reportedly have some interest in JT Realmuto. We'll see if that's real or actually a big thing we have to worry about or not. But this one caught our attention earlier. John Morosi, MLB Network, talking about the Phils interested in one of the best infielders in baseball. Here was that earlier today.
And here's what I can tell you. And I talked to multiple sources on this in the last 24 hours. The Diamondbacks are actively listening on Ketel Marte. Nothing is close, but multiple teams have checked in. Among the teams to check in, the Phillies and the Blue Jays. The Phillies and the Blue Jays, among the teams that have checked in. And notably, Lauren, those two teams, Phillies and Jays, are not on Marte's limited no-trade clause, which means the Phillies or Jays could acquire Marte without his permission.
Here, this is a big one. Ketel Marte is one of the best players in baseball. So last year, he got MVP votes,
didn't
Silver
he,
Slugger.
Did he have some drama with his family or something?
There was a weird thing around
he
the
All-Star. He's a little sensitive, ain't he?
Well, around the All-Star break, his home was broken into, I think, while he was at the All-Star game. And like he didn't come back to the team for a while. I don't know the extent of what he was dealing with at home, but he took
pretty important part of the season.
It was. And I think his teammates were upset at him because they were trying to compete to stay in it and not sell. I don't know all the details. I do know this. He's been for a while now one of the better players in baseball. He has received MVP votes in three different seasons, twice top five, including 2024. He finished third in the National League in MVP. He's a second baseman that over the last three seasons has averaged 29 homers a season. I mean, this is an impactful player. Hugh, I'm very excited about the idea of acquiring Ketel Marte. And I'll tell you this. I would be willing to give up the top prospects in the system to get him.
Like, my thing would be, how would he be a fit in the city? Because, you know, this city could, if you're not built for it, man, I mean, it can chew you up and spit you out.
Sure. I mean, they'd have to figure that out. I mean, look, he's been a big leaguer for 11 years, so it's not like he's a kid. He's 31 years old.
Yeah, but, I don't know the whole story. But it was something where I think, is that the guy where the fans were yelling or something at him and his feelings was hurt or something?
Well, there was a story, I think it was a White Sox fan that said something about his mother who had passed away.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a tough one. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, diminish the fact that your mom passed and everything, but you know, it's, you know, he has a lot going on. So I don't know if it would be a good, I know the player would be a good fit, but the pressure here might be a little bit too much for him.
They'd have to vet that. I mean, they'd have to figure out if they think this is the kind of guy that could handle big, I mean, he's played in Seattle and Arizona. To your point on could he handle Philadelphia, or, you know, anytime the player moves from towns like that to Philadelphia's, the New York's, the Boston's.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's different.
But as a player, I mean, we haven't seen power at second base around here like that since Chase Utley. I mean, it's just rare you see a guy that could hit 30 home runs at second base. He had 36 home runs as a second baseman two seasons ago. He's the same age as all these other guys, so he kind of fits right in. He reminds me of a guy who played around the same time as Utley, Robinson Cano, as a hitter, and Cano hit for a while until he got busted for steroids. I'm a big fan of Marte. Like if the Phillies could get him and the price is Andrew Painter, I would pay the price. I would trade Painter for Marte.
Stott's probably out too.
Stott would have to be out, yeah. I mean, maybe they want him, or maybe you trade Stott for something else. I mean, he'd be the second baseman on the team, but if they could bring back Schwarber and trade for Marte, we're talking about a lot of offense.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Schwarber might not come back, though. I don't think he can.
Well, he might not. He might.
He's about to get paid.
He should be paid by the Phillies.
I got my eye on you.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to get that inside of the year.
It's not for baseball.
Yeah, it's for everything.
You don't get any. No, you don't get any credit if you nail the Schwarber thing.
You don't get to decide what it's for.
I kind of do.
You say you kind of get credit.
I kind of get credit.
You're not part of the voting process.
I'm not. But I'm.
You have nothing to do with it.
Guys, about it. I'm gonna let them know.
You're gonna try and get in their ears.
Well, I am gonna get in their ears. I see that little skinny.
You're gonna rig the election
every day. No, I'm just saying. I'm just gonna let them know.
Also,
hey, I was kind of the first to be on that train.
Saying a free agent could sign somewhere else is not insider of the year. It just could happen.
I have fully leaned into this new, you know, what they call it. Not a writer, but analyst. I'm an analyst now.
I think you're a journalist.
Journalist, yeah.
I was listening to the Players Lounge last night, and you were framing your question. I think you said, like, let me get my journalist hat on.
Yeah, because I got mad at him because of the first question I asked. He looked at me, you know, like we've been knowing each other forever. He kind of looked at me like, man, why are you? You ain't going to frame it no better than that?
I get messy.
Well, I didn't hear the first question.
First question was to Landon.
But, like, how did you frame it that he said that to you?
I was like, man, what the hell you mean? You didn't.
That's not journalism.
Yeah. Well, because I feel. Because Landon's family. So, I mean, I feel like I could talk to him like that. But, yeah, I got a little bit upset with me.
So then you could be your journalist hat on.
Yeah, then I had to ask the question a different way. Because the first one was like, man, what the hell you mean? You weren't prepared. What that mean? And he answered it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I looked at me like, you know, what's wrong with you?
Well, maybe that's going to hurt you in the insider of the year that, like, looked at you
well,
like that.
I feel it's more like me being like a man of the people. That's how I kind of feel it went.
That's what I think of you more as an insider or journalist.
I can't have, it's one of the things. You got to, like they say, keep that same energy.
Yeah.
I got to keep that same energy.
Yeah, I think of you, and you wear many hats, right? You've been a player, a talk show host, actor.
I mean, we have an entire overflowing bracket.
But I don't think journalist isn't one of the things I think about.
No, journalist Douglas is not on the bracket.
I can frame questions.
No, I know, but
Hue sheet?
You do have a notebook, which is a trait of journalists. Hey, maybe you are more of a journalist than I thought.
You know what's funny? I never forget. When I first started in this business, Sal said, keep it simple. Sal Palantonio said, who, what, when, and why. Like, just if you frame your questions around those.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. You can build off of that. Because, you know, Sal's a wordsmith.
Sure.
And he has ways of asking questions that could kind of corner you a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he said, hey, man, just starting out, just keep it simple. You know? Keep it down to this, and then you take it from there. Very, 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 very smart dude. Man.
And look at this. You've evolved to this award-winning journalist.
If I get this award inside of the year, you'll tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing now.
But it would be a problem because every time we're discussing this on the show, you're like, well, I'm the insider of the year.
I'm a star.
I'm going to have to vote against you getting this. It actually would make things harder on us.
Insider of the year here, baby.
No, can't do it.
We need to stop amplifying your reckless speculation.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Suppress it.
Let's go back to the phones here. Sean in New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
What up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Not bad. Before I get to my point, can I get my combo real quick?
Yeah. What do you got?
How about Mo and Curly Howard?
Mo and Curly's a good one.
The Three Stooges.
Yeah. All right, Sean, it's written down. I like that one. All right, what do you got on the Eagles?
Real quick, if this team was 3-8, we'd be having a lot of different conversations right now that defy everybody. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We have the potential to be the 10th team in league history to go back-to-back, and then the following season to be the only team to three-peat as a Super Bowl champion. Make the change and just get it done. That's it. I mean, we have the talent on the roster. You just have to get the better play calling. I mean, if we three-peat or even back-to-back, I mean, the city is – the legacy of this team and organization is on a whole different level. I mean, you're talking potential Hall of Fame players at every position on both sides of the ball if that happens.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, they'd be remembered as the greatest team in NFL history. I mean, to go 3-0 has never been done. I mean, the Chiefs tried it last year and obviously fell to us. Sean, it's the crazy part is it is attainable, yet it's so hard to get there. But they're not – like, they are close. They're in the mix to do two-thirds of it by just, you know, finishing the job this year. They're it's not far away. They just have to get back on track offensively.
I don't care. I don't care who is going to make the offensive play calling. I don't care if Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny is going to make the play calling for this. Anybody but Petullo. If you want Sirianni, fine. That's great. He did good for a couple of weeks, but anybody but him, just make the change and just let it ride. I mean, you're still in the driver's seat. As a second seed, you're still in the driver's seat. Because even if we lose to Chicago on Friday, Chicago's schedule for the rest of the season is not great. If I correct me if I'm wrong, I think they still have to play Green Bay twice.
They do.
And Detroit,
they do.
The last game of the year.
And they go to San Francisco. They have a very challenging schedule. Sean, I wouldn't be surprised. Good phone call. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears missed the playoffs, even though they're 8-3. Their schedule is daunting.
I mean, it's impossible.
But we need to win the game. I'm worried about the Bears. I'm worried about the Eagles.
Ours isn't. I mean, it's probably easier than that.
It is.
We have Chargers, Bills.
Chargers, Bills. This game, the Chargers, Bills, but then they get two Commanders and the Raiders. The Raiders. They should win that. They're going to be 14 points.
As bad as the Commodores are, man, you can't overlook them, though. You got to go in there with some, you got to play.
Divisional Douglas is a real thing.
I know.
I'm just saying, man, you got to respect
the division. Wait, is Jaden back or not? If Jaden's not back, I'm overlooking them. They stink.
I don't know.
No,
he got that elbow. He didn't have surgery, did he?
He didn't. We're not losing to Mariota with seating on the line.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's terrible.
They could shut Daniels down for the season.
They really should, if we're being honest about it. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Oh, guys.
Drew.
Hey, man. I'm hearing so many crazy things. And I'm not surprised because when this stuff happens, you know, losing to Dallas like that. But first of all, hearing Saquon's not running as fast. I mean, is someone kidding me with that? I mean, I haven't barely seen a hole for him to run through this entire friggin' year.
So, okay? Drew, before you go on, I don't think he's not running as fast. One thing I am wondering, though, and I've seen a couple offensive linemen talk about this, like, is he hesitating and looking for the big play rather than just, hey, I'm going to get three on this one and let's move the chains, because he's kind of dancing back there, seeing if something will open up, and then they get him for a one-yard loss. So I don't think it's about speed. I just wonder if he's doing what they need to move the chains each play.
Okay, so then do you want the Tiger to change his stripes? We all know that about Saquon. We've known that his entire career. He is looking for big plays. That's his MO. He's always been that way. And so you knew what you were getting when you got Saquon. That's what you were getting.
Yep.
And so, I don't want to ask him to be a different running back. That's not going to happen. It doesn't make sense, okay? So the offensive line needs to play better for him. They're not playing anywhere near how they played last year. So let's get past that nonsense, okay? And then yesterday, you know, I was listening and, you know, Joe, I heard you say Jalen will have his 1 millionth coordinator if we replace Petullo, right?
Yep.
But the bottom line is, look at the results. When we've had qualified, experienced, good coordinators, we do well, and we go to the Super Bowl and we win Super Bowls. When we have novice neophyte coordinators who have no clue what they are doing, we do terribly on offense. So you can't change this position fast enough for me. Whether you're telling me that you can't translate the plays onto a sheet for Brian Daboll right now, for him to come in and call plays in a game 1,000 times better than Petullo would? Is that what you're telling me?
Hold on. Yes. Let's unpack that for a second. Do you think this is just a matter of the order he's calling them? Because if we're just transferring the sheet, it's the same plays. It's just a different voice and a different order. You think it's really just about the art of when he's calling them and how he's calling them versus the play itself?
No. How long do you really think it would take Brian Daboll, and I'm not saying he's the only person on earth. How long do you really think it would take him if he came in to the office and they gave him the Eagles playbook with all the pass routes? How long do you think it would take him to make edits to it? Just like I make edits to documents. I'm an attorney. How long do you think it would take him to make edits to the plays, the trees, the routes, to make them better? How long do you think it would take him to do that?
A few weeks, I would think. I mean, I would think.
A few weeks?
Yeah.
A few? Are you kidding me?
Yes. No, a few weeks.
You think it would take Brian Daboll a few weeks to go through our playbook and route trees
and make edits? Hold on, there's two parts to this. So he could probably make the edits in 48 hours. He then has to teach the plays with them edited to the players
and the concepts and all.
And they have to get reps doing it. It's like training camp.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go past that again with the players that we have on offense, the veterans. You don't think that they could make changes to the things they're doing on certain plays? You don't think they could do that quickly?
Anyone could do something, but would it be efficient, or would they be confused out there? And then they're I mean,
how
Drew,
efficient are they now? Well, they can't be worse. Their efficiency is zero. It's zero right now.
When was the last time a new offensive coordinator outside the organization took over in the middle of a season?
Why y'all yelling at each other?
I'm just wondering, like, how often does this happen?
When did this go south?
Why?
So how about some kind of compromise? Bring him in as a consultant.
Okay, now you and I have found some common ground. Get someone with a half a brain in here to maybe help out the guys that are in. Drew. All right, I'm glad we found common ground. All right,
Joe, the bottom line is we are 11 games into a Super Bowl title defense, and I heard you say something before, like, let Petullo learn. Are you kidding me? Let him learn with this team trying to defend a title? Let him learn is like what you do when you have the Saints or Giants. You let him learn. Yeah. Okay, so come on, let's bring someone in right now who can tweak things and add some, like, just expertise that we don't have, obviously, in the play calling.
Well, they need help. I mean, they clearly could use. All right, Drew, what do you got for us? What is your combo con answer for famous siblings?
I got the Hansen brothers, Jeff, Steve, Jack Hansen from Slapshot. I mean,
the Hansen.
Come on.
That's a good one. All right, we appreciate, Drew, the answer there. All right, quickly, the Hansen, Slapshot. Look it up. It's a hockey movie.
You're Mr. Black Hockey, dude.
You're going to lose your title.
I've never seen Slapshot.
You shouldn't have told anyone that if you want to be Mr. Black Hockey.
Is that like a staple in the white community?
I don't know. It's a staple in the sports movie
community.
It's a hockey
movie, so do the math.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I need to do the hockey demographics for you. You should know them. I mean,
y'all said it like I'm it's supposed to be in my DVD archive.
You
or something.
Are Mr. Black Hockey. That's your name.
I didn't know Slapshot was supposed to. My bad.
By the way, who would be better, Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse calling the plays around here? I'd say Bugs if I had to choose.
But that'd be more creative.
Would Bugs?
Yeah, Bugs.
Yeah, I think we have Mickey Mouse right now.
I don't think Mickey's
got
that dog in him.
I don't think.
Like Bugs does.
Let's check out you people, see what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So the Cowboys fans in the chat again, this time today, they're defending our guy Hugh against all the Eagles fans.
First of all, they've infiltrated.
Hey, first of all, let me see you as an ally now.
No,
let me say this. Don't do that. I don't even think that's funny. I don't need them. Them the type of friends I don't need. You know what I mean?
Well, I did notice last night that your Dak take made it to Cowboys Twitter.
Yeah.
And they were celebrating. Like, even Eagles legends know Dak's better than...
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It got bad on the internet.
It's all over Cowboys.
The internet streets last night were a mess.
Was that Max? We fired Max, right? He ain't with us no more.
Max was totally fired.
We did not fire Max.
No, because that's some stuff that Max do. That we making them little snippets
and
stuff,
this was day one of DeRozio.
Justin? Yeah, we got some words. See, because they snipping and they taking it wrong.
We'll get to more on that potentially a little bit later.
Yeah, but I listen.
I don't like that, man.
His job's to make things go viral. He made it go viral.
I don't like that. I mean, honestly, he's one for one.
Yeah, hit a home run.
One.
Now, it's at your expense, but
you know what?
Yeah, me and Justin. Like, mm-hmm. Yep. I do not like that. That's not how that conversation went. But I mean, it don't matter now, I guess, because it's viral right now.
Yeah, it's over now. Yeah.
Great. It's my two favorite Sith Lords.
Not the Sith Lords.
When you guys were in darkness.
That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care what you clowns say.
Yeah, that's about
right. I think you're lying. I think you
do care. Yeah, they're there.
Yeah. So responding to what the clowns
say. Yeah, right. Yep. I think I trust Joe to call plays more than Nick.
As in me?
That says a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. No. I'd be bad at it.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Kyle just wants to ruin this team. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl.
He said, "What? He just like that?"
I don't think I can make that any more clear. Like, I'm trying to make a drastic change now because I'm seeing the way this is going.
Yeah. Now you may have been misguided, but it came from a good place.
Of course, it always does. Yeah. Yep. Fix the ice cream machine, Kyle. Your plan stinks. That's a fries in the bag thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
fix the ice cream.
I love that we remembered last week that Hugh's first job was putting the fries in the bag.
Put the fries in the bag, Hugh.
I hated that. Actually, was. Yep. Maybe Saquon can use some of Hugh's vision.
Wow.
I have vision.
Maybe you could share it with Saquon.
That was more on a slight on Saquon than it was on
it
me.
It is. Oh, yeah. Shout out Saquon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Hugh, be strong, buddy. From potentially Hugh's burner. It's called Hugh's third eye.
We would know if Hugh had a burner and it was active.
No, because he's
sending support to himself in the YouTube chat.
Man, I'll be.
Be strong, buddy. I could see Hugh doing that, though.
I wouldn't do the burner. See, you don't understand. Like, last night, I really wanted to flame some folks.
Oh, well,
but
you kind of did.
I knew
blue jeans. I had to, but I had to strategically use different words that wouldn't get blue jean incensed.
You can't get called in the office on Thanksgiving week. I mean, come on.
I got to be, because I'm like, okay, usually when I use like particular wording,
yeah,
that's when blue jean calls. So I try to stay away from those pointed words.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yep.
Do you know when he's calling what it's about always?
Oh, he's just a hey. No, it's more like, hey, you need to probably take that down.
He'll say that.
Hey, T, you should probably take that down.
All right. Don't mind Douglas. He's known for the BS.
Agreed. I mean, agreed.
Y'all just, y'all, like I said, I vibrate at a high level.
Yep, that's right. Third eye, all that stuff.
Third eye.
So somebody suggested Hugh Hockman as his journalist alter ego.
Stan, I remember his boy Stan Hockman, right?
Yeah,
Stan Hockman.
Yes.
Yep. And then somebody chimed in calling you Hot Air Hugh.
Hot Air. I do not blow Hot Air. Listen, if I win this inside of the year, I'm just saying. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, you've got no shot.
That's the man of many hats.
Yep.
They're going to start addressing me as the man of many hats.
Too many hats.
So speaking of, now day two of D'Orazio, the camera was left on you while you were chowing down during the break, Hugh. So you got, damn, Hugh, slow down. Yikes, Hugh, save some for later. And then here's another interesting part. Our show got AJ Hurts allegations because they said, wow, they're not talking during the break.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We talked.
No, I know. I got up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I got up too for a couple minutes.
No, but we talk all the time.
Well, the allegations are flying.
So we don't like each other?
Yeah, apparently not.
Okay.
Well, no, he did come here this morning. He was tooting the fact that I didn't pick the Giants.
I was trying to give you a heads up because I knew you were in trouble.
No, but the giddy, you didn't get the Giants. No, you're stuck with them.
One more very quick one.
Yep, yep.
You know what? We forgive you too, Hugh.
I'll forgive y'all. I ain't mad at y'all.
They forgive you too?
I didn't do nothing. I just spoke my truth.
I think it's going to go down as an infamous open of the show when I thought he was apologizing. I forgive you guys.
I like the fact that y'all don't ever know where I'm going when
never,
we do this.
Never do. All right, I know we got to pick a winner of our qualifying prize today for ComboCon. We had a lot of good ones. Who was it that we had with Princess Leia and Luke? Was that Andy in Westchester? Andy in Westchester, you're our winner today.
Congratulations, Andy.
Good job, Andy. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.